Brian, and yeah, I'm a little bit drunk, but I want to show you my big, fat, nasty ass in a thong, and I hope you like it. You know, this is who I am, you know? Yeah, I'm a big, fat guy, you know, I'm wearing a thong. So what, you know, I mean, why should women have all the fun? You know, sometimes when I wear a thong, sometimes I like to fart. You know, that's pretty damn sexy, I think. See you later.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger tone.
Gaping hole.
Oh, I'm seeing my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, hey, freaks. Timothy James Henson back here with you, kicking off a new week of shows. I hope I sound okay. I reconfigured my studio. It looks very nice, I might add. Got a lot more room. My huge Bunny Crush poster. The distorted with the distorted view logo is in front of me. Bunny Crush is staring down with her little ball gag in her mouth. Horrifying. I've got a great show for you. Apologies, there was no Friday podcast. Wasn't feeling well, and now I'm even feeling worse. So now I'm in a real pickle because I can't not do a show, but I'm getting a sore throat because of my fucking niece. I went up to Ashtabula to spend some time with my mommy and my sister and everything, and after I was playing with my 6-year-old niece for like an hour, my sister said, "Oh, you probably don't want to get too close to her. She's coming down with a sore throat." And so now I think if she wouldn't have said that, you know, if I didn't know this little turd had a sore throat, I probably wouldn't be feeling it right now. But it's a mental mind fuck. And so now I feel like I'm getting sick. So who knows if I really am or not. This past weekend, I also started writing my great novel. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. I got really far. And then, you know, the inevitable writer's block hit. So I turned to my friends on Facebook. And if you're not friends with me on Facebook, just go to facebook.com/distortedview. And I will add you. So I posted something. I thought you guys could help me unblock my mind. I started writing my first novel, and it's going great. But now I have a bit of writer's block. Maybe you can help. I need a main character, you know, something we in the book writing biz call the prognosticate or something. And some ideas for stuff to happen, like, what's the main character doing? And what genre should I go for? Romance, adventure, line dancing instructional? Maybe if you just write a little bit for me, it'll jog my juices. Actually, that might be the title, Jog My Juices, an erotic instructional line dancing romance adventure. It's a niche, you know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of line dancing romance adventure novels, unless you can come up with a better name. So, you guys, help me with a title, some characters, a plot, some secondary characters, and a resolution, and I will do the heavy lifting and, you know, fill in the blanks. So, this is good for you guys, too, now that I'm mentioning this on the show. If you have any ideas for me, or maybe you have written a book, and I can just put my name on it, like, you know, I'll take credit for it. That would be good, too. At any rate, I got a bunch of comments. Two of my favorites that I'm actually going to use. One came from Sid. Sid says, how about a story about a culture infatuated with scat, right? And the protagonist is a man who doesn't want to fit into the norm. He rebels against society's pressures to involve feces into sexual activities. And then below that, David suggested that I rewrite Of Mice and Men from Lenny's point of view. I love both of those ideas, so I combined them, and my new novel is called Of Turds and Tards. Now, I'm going to read you, you know, just a few paragraphs of what I've been working on, and you tell me if you would buy this book, because, you know, if you will, then I'll finish it, because I'm a whore for money. All right, So of turds and of turds and tards, or tards and turds. I haven't decided which one I want to go with. I think I like turds and tards. All right, of turds and tards by Tim Henson. It was a dark and stormy anus. I always heard like it's a good. That's a good way to start a story. It's a dark and stormy something. In this case, an anus. Now, if I was writing a fairy tale, I could have also used once upon an anus. So I'm pocketing that one. You know what I mean? Like my next novel might include that. All right. Biff Fartay's, that's my main character, Biff Fartay, spelled F-A-H-R-T-E with probably an umlaut or something over the E. All right, Biff Fartay's rectum was angry after a bad batch of government-issued foodstuff violently worked its way down his digestive tract like a molten lava ski slalom. As he winced in pain, the air around him became thick with fecal remnants wafting about, up in the air like a beautiful poop balloon. Ah, there we go, Biff sighed as he inhaled a mouthful of odorized ozone. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, but most of all, it was a shitty, shitty time. It was the future. 2016. 2 years had passed since the Great Floridian War of 2014, also known as the Elderly Uprising. Civilization had crumbled, and the only thing people seemed to be able to take pleasure in was the occasional bowel movement. These movements of bowl-filling glory became more and more scarce, though, as the aftermath of the war had devastated global food supplies, and scientists were forced to fast-track experimental nutritional supplements that resulted in little waste product. The world fell into a poop-deprived depression. Imagine for a moment not being able to escape the worries of the day in your anal relief ISO chambers. Those 15 to 30 minute reprieves may not seem that important to you and I, but it was that type of underestimation that caused society to tailspin into a world of fecal madness, insanity, betrayal, genocide, and interdimensional space rape are just some of the results of this. Humanity's greatest sin. We are lost. I mean, that's a good tease right there. Mad fecal madness, insanity, genocide, interdimensional space rape. It's all coming up soon in the coming chapters of Turds and Tards. Look for it in bookstores nowhere. Coming soon. Moving on. I've got one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen before. I got to share with you. So you remember James Mario, don't you? James Mario is a U-tard, and he's created a character called James Mario, who is basically Mario from Super Mario Brothers, but evil, right? I don't think he put a lot of thought into this character. He's just evil Super Mario. But we never really get to see what this guy, James Mario, his real name is Eli or something like that, what he looks like. Well, that's all changed, and he is a fucking freak. Like, he is one of the weirdest looking guys I have ever seen in my life. Something is horribly wrong with him, which makes me love him even more. I'm going to try to make him today's album artwork and put a link on the show notes, and I'm going to try to do a whole video cast around him. He's my new moneymaker. Well, I want to get him on the phone, you know, like an interview. All right, so take a listen. This is James Mario. He is going to provide us with some of his sound effects. He loves to do sound effects, right? And no wonder weird shit comes out of his mouth, because his mouth is so weird. All right, take a listen.
I would do some sounds. I mean, I would do some sounds. But please do not stare at my teeth.
It's not please do not stare, my jaw, all right?
My jaw's crooked. The top part is.
Right. Oh my god, he's laughing, and it's just a mangled mess of gums and tooths.
There's sound effects. One, da na 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 na. I'm gonna zoom in so you can see my tongue as I do it. Okay.
Oh great. Let's really zoom into that mouth. Oh shit. You guys have to see this. I mean, all you see at this point are his huge lips. And again, his lips are huge because his face is deformed. And like his weird teeth, and oh, it's just so great. He kind of looks like an alien, and those are alien
noises. These sounds can also be used to annoy your parents.
That is his lower jaw clicking.
And this one is the jawbreaker, or as I say it, the tongue warning.
Holy shit! Okay, all right. I mean... Okay, all right, you gotta stop doing that. It's so loud. God, James Mario. He really is evil. Don't like that guy. He's gonna haunt me in my dreams tonight. Moving on, I've got another UTARD update. I can't stand Fatboy Get Down, this 700-pound monstrosity that is very, very desperate for attention. All right, so... Less than 24 hours ago, he posted a video in which he is dancing along to Baby Got Back. Again, 700 pounds, shirtless. It is horrifying. Then a few hours ago, he posted a new video. He's in the hospital.
I'm in the hospital right now. I can go on the computer.
Computer.
I talk to you guys like I am right now.
Now,
I had a heart attack this morning.
Sure. First of all, the camera zoomed in, so you really just see his face in the pillow and stuff. So I don't even know if this guy is for reals. You know what I mean? He might be making all this up, which he's done before. But he just sounds to me like when you call into work, sick. You're not really that sick. You always on the phone when you're leaving a message or talking to the boss. You always play it up a bit. Yeah. Hey. I'm sorry. I can't come into work today. I can't come into work today. I'm really sick. That's what he sounds like to me. But he had a heart attack.
Right now I'm receiving IV fluids and. I just had a shot of, I'm trying to think what it was called, what they gave me, an adrenaline shot.
He's so tired, and he's just completely wiped out, yet he's, he wants to make a YouTube video.
And I'm getting all different types of medicines, and I'm in the ICU right now, so, and I should be moved up to a room.
You really should. Yeah, we're all very concerned with you. Just die already. Just die. Please, for Christ's sakes. I mean, you're 700 pounds. You're not willing to do anything about it. The most he's willing to do is make videos for The Biggest Loser to try to get cast on that show. If you put half the amount of effort as he does it with these stupid, pathetic YouTube videos... and a little bit of exercise, he could start losing weight, for crying out loud. I mean, I don't care one way or the other. I mean, it's to me, it's funnier this way. So don't lose the weight and have more heart attacks. Do you want to hear what's big in Finland right now? This is another clip a listener sent in. This is a song called Do Me Tonight by some Finn. Finnish guy.
I am a star under the North Star.
Sure.
There they know me as a swan. Swan of Finland. I flew over the northern seas and landed here in Sin City, Valhalla.
He's Swan of Finland.
Here they know me as a Viking. And Viking says, you have big teeth. You have big stars. You have big teeth. So let me.
He wants to do you tonight. Licky, sucky, booby, do me tonight.
So let me licky, let me sucky.
Lots of hot girls sucking on lollipops and showing off their ass. And this guy is half naked and practically wearing, like, I don't know what type of underwear that was. It wasn't a jock strap, but might as well have been. All right, you get the idea. All right. Finally, before we get into the news today, there's a great little-known show on Animal Planet called My Extreme Animal Phobia, right? This is going to be good. All right, so in this clip, a guy is very, very afraid of dogs, and he's trying to overcome that with the help of some professionals. They take him to a dog park.
We are here in the beautiful Golden Gate Dog Park. You don't go to parks, do you?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
No.
Why?
They're dog friendly.
Well, that sounds like a good thing.
To you, not to me.
Okay, this exposure is going to bring up a lot of pain and memories from the past.
Great.
Oh, hell no.
Hey, 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 Marvin, stay with
me. It's a little dog.
With me.
This pit bull puppy comes around a corner. My heart, like, almost jumped out of my body.
Stay with me. Stay with me. You're okay. You're okay. Stay with me. Let's do this together. You're good. You're in control. You're backing up. You're running from your fear. We'll let the dog get closer to you, but I don't want you to back up. This dog represents 40 years of being in pain. So can I let the dog come closer?
A little bit.
Okay. Okay, you tell her when to stop. I'm going to let you tell her, okay? All right. Good, good, good. You're good. Do not look away from the dog.
Oh, okay. Hell no.
Come a little bit closer. You're all right. Think of your family, who is not going to want you to suffer. I think you should pet the dog.
How great would it be if the dog tried to nip him?
See, no, he's looking at me. No.
Marvin, come on, Marvin. Ooh. Think of your girls. Think of your girls. Think of your girls.
That dog is looking at me. Yes, cry.
You're a coward.
You're not a coward.
You're a bitch.
You are not a coward.
A little bitch.
You are a strong person.
Why that dog gotta be looking at me like that?
You're not a coward, Marvin.
I close my eyes and I go back in time. Like,
he sounds kind of like Mr. T.
I was.
But more of a pussy.
When I was 5 years old.
This is why you're confronting your fear, because you can't keep living like this. Okay? You can't keep living in sheer terror. Enough is enough.
My babies.
I know.
Both my babies.
I know.
So much.
You cannot leave being afraid still. I know you're going to be scared, but you have to touch the dog before you leave. I'm sorry. Walk up to the dog.
Just touch him. There he goes. He's going to go for it.
See you shaking.
Oh my god.
Look at you.
You feel stupid?
Dogs know fear, they go after fear.
I know it was tough, but you're moving forward and you're regaining your life.
Yeah, congratulations on your huge achievement of petting a dog. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Do you enjoy Distorted View Daily? If so, sign up for the Sideshow and help support this thing so it keeps going for a long, long time. For only $5 a month or $50 a year, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, and videocasts. Tomorrow we will have an extended show for you. Thursday's podcast will also be exclusive. So sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It really does help out, and it's very inexpensive. I defy you to find a better deal on the internet. Don't look, though. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. You guys know I'm fucking gay for soda, right? I'm all about the soda industry. I love new soda products. Whenever Pepsi comes out with a new flavor, or Coke comes out with a new flavor extension, I'm all over that shit. Meet Pepsi Pink, Japan's new strawberry milk-flavored cola. Yeah, a couple times every year, Over there in Japan, Pepsi will come out with some crazy-ass flavors, and I'm always trying them. As a matter of fact, I just got one from earlier this year. Before Pepsi Pink came out, Caribbean Gold Pepsi came out. I don't know what the hell it's supposed to taste like. I have it chilling in my refrigerator, so I can't wait to try it. But now I've got to order Pepsi, you know, Pepsi Pink or whatever. Yeah, just in time for Japan's winter party season comes Pepsi Pink, a blush-tinted cola, which should sell well in the homeland of Hello Kitty. According to Pepsi Japan, new Pepsi Pink is bursting with the rich aroma and refreshing taste of strawberry milk. It's not strawberry-flavored Pepsi. It's strawberry milk-flavored Pepsi. Weird. Is the world really ready for carbonated strawberry milk, or at least Pepsi Japan's interpretation? Yeah, I gotta say, whenever Pepsi says, like, you know, it's supposed to taste like caramel. No, it doesn't taste like caramel. It tastes like ass. People in Japan, Japanese taste buds are way different than normal people. All right, their taste buds are slanted, just like their eyes. Racist, I know. I'm sorry, now I'm coughing. See, I'm getting sick. All right, the glitzy metallic labeled bottle at least looks nice, replete with strawberry imagery and cute polka dots meant to evoke the seed-studded skins of what must be Japan's favorite fruit. The complimentary 490 milliliters of gorgeous pink cola that fills each bottle makes Pepsi Pink suitable for the winter party season, whatever the fuck that is. Pepsi Pink as a soft drink concept pales in comparison with some of Pepsi Japan's previous seasonal offerings, which included Pepsi Caribbean Gold, which I just mentioned, Pepsi Baobab, I don't know how to pronounce that, B-A-O-B-A-B, which I tried that and it wasn't good, and going all the way back to the beginning, which was Pepsi Ice Cucumber. And if you are a Sideshow freak, you can watch a video of me trying Ice Cucumber and spitting it out. Many, many spit takes there. It more closely resembles Pepsi White. Oh, apparently Pepsi Pink resembles Pepsi White, which I also tried. It was a, it was sort of like, they called it Pepsi Yogurt. It was like a yogurt-flavored Pepsi. They have run out of ideas. Yes, as mentioned, Pepsi Pink will be released on November 8th, 2011. So just around the corner. And it's only going to be available for a limited time. If you don't live in Japan, may I suggest eBay? That's where I get all of my Japanese Pepsis. All right. Second story we have for you today. A 28-year-old woman in India came to her doctor with an unusual complaint. A sudden and persistent increase in her sex drive. This bitch was cuckoo for cock. She felt constantly aroused. Her clit was swollen, and she just wanted to rub it and flick it and all sorts of shit like that. She felt constantly aroused, often with no stimulation at all. Unable to find an explanation, the woman's physician and gynecologist referred her to the Department of Emergency Medicine. We've got a pussy emergency! Yes. What happened? Well, apparently, 4 days later, she died. She went crazy and ripped her labia off or something. No. Yeah, she did die, though. It's a new syndrome. It's mad cunt. I can't stop finger blasting myself. I'm afraid I'm coming down with mad cunt disease. All right. What disease could take a woman from distressing sexual symptoms to death in less than a week? The answer is a virus that has been nearly eradicated in humans in the U.S., but of course remains a scourge in the developing world. Rabies. Famous more for the symptomatic fear of water, actually a sign that the virus has paralyzed the swallowing muscles, rabies sometimes first shows up as an unexplained hypersexuality caused by the virus inflaming the brain. Unfortunately, by the time this symptom shows up, the disease is incurable. So, you know, might as well just spend your last days fucking anything that moves. How is rabies transmitted? Can it be transmitted sexually? Is rabies kind of an STD? Where are we at here? In the case of the Indian woman, a small bite from a puppy 2 months earlier caused the disease. Researchers reported online in June in the journal Archives of Sexual Behavior. Quote, often people will say, well, if I have any symptoms, I'll go to the doctor, said Peter Costa, the communication director for the Global Alliance for Rabies Control. But by then, Costa says, it's too late. If you've been bitten or suspect you've been licked or scratched by an infected animal, you should seek treatment within 24 hours. That is, if you can muster enough strength to, you know, dismount that giant cock, your bacon hole is currently fucking wildly. Finally, today, I think we should check in with Florida. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. Lots of people sit at tables at Starbucks and drink coffee. Fewer folks do so while wearing no shirt, barfing, and appearing intoxicated. That would be pretty great to see. Just some guy puking all over the fucking hipsters and their MacBooks sitting down there at Starbucks. Not working. Sipping on your venti non-fat toffee nut lattes and shit. Those are good. All right. What the hell am I talking about? Yes, something along those lines is what went down in Port St. Lucie when police were dispatched to a Starbucks at 6:30 p.m. on October 14th when an officer arrived. A man identified as Eric Mueller, 25, already had stumbled away. A trail of puke followed him, probably. It wasn't that hard to track him down. I walked down the side of the building, and observed the subject with his shirt, now on, upside down, laying in the grass near the roadway. The officer reported smelling alcohol on Mueller, probably some puke too, who slurred his speech and had coffee all over him. The affidavit didn't state whether the coffee was regular decaf, iced cappuccino, espresso, or a flavored latte. He could not explain what he was doing there, but he did say he was consuming beer today. Yeah, you don't want to mix beer and coffee. Beer is not a beverage typically associated with Starbucks. Police took Mueller into custody, noting he jeopardized his safety and that of others. He wandered near traffic and created a disturbance, quote, sitting in public, vomiting at a table and stumbling around. Mueller of New Jersey was arrested on a misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Well, this is my favorite part of the show because I don't really have to do anything. I can just sit here and press play.
Dear Tim, this is a magician named Gob. The guy that's talking about going to the stalls and pissing and splashing and all that shit. I mean, I go in to the stall to take a piss. I sit down because you never know when you're in your mid-40s like I am. You never know what's going to come out of your ass. You know?
Oh, I see.
You maybe push in just to take a piss and all of a sudden, whoops, you know, I shit my pants. So, you know, some of us guys, we like to go in just because we don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, let's not be judging guys just because they sit down to pee. That's not faggy or anything, right? I don't do that, of course, because I'm a man. And I don't care who sees my cock at the urinal. I wave it around. I point at it while I'm pissing. Not really. I hate standing next to guys when I piss. I'll stand up, but a lot of times I will go into sometimes I will go into a toilet and piss.
I was wondering who,
even though that upsets some of my listeners.
Who is that that fucking cunt that says, "Oh God, I'm psychic"? That's so ungodly. Who is that? Who's that fucking cunt?
Everything's ungodly. She was on an episode of Trading Spouses. Is that what it was called? Trading Spouses? Yeah, or Wife Swap. I think it was Trading Spouses. Very Christian. Just look for. Trading Spouses, Gorgiles, Psychic or something on YouTube. You can find her real name is Marguerite Perrin.
Hey, Tim, we're calling you from the Maryland Renaissance Fair, and I have to say, it is a near-dead free zone. Very few people in wheelchairs. No one smells particularly bad.
Yeah, old people, well, I don't know about that, because there's people at the Ren Fair, I don't think shower that much. I think they have some hygiene issues. But, old people don't like the Renaissance Fair.
No one smells particularly bad, except when you count the people that drank too much and puked all over themselves.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely lovely. So perhaps the Middle Ages is the appropriate place to get rid of the near dead.
I went to some Renaissance Fair last year, and, it's fucking expensive as shit. It was like, I don't know, $30 to get in. Just get in. And then you have to pay for everything. Your turkey legs and your meat and stuff, which was delicious. But, it's really, everything's expensive. I did get to see some jousting, which was awesome.
Hello, Timothy Anderson. This is Pat Pettiscor, your monkey over at Carnegie. Timothy, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but you'll never be the great breakdancer you think you will. You see, those little Asian boys, they're smaller, faster, better at math, and thus better at calculating rotational momentum than you. You'll have to do something else for money. There's a guy out here with two thumbs and a huge monkey dick, and he loves oral sex.
You?
I'm willing to pay you between 75 cents and $1.50 every time you give me luscious oral pleasure.
Well, now, if I could manage to do that like 50 to 100 times a day, it'd be worth it.
Hey, Careless Fairy. Today is Saturday the 15th. It's about midnight. All right. Late.
All right, thanks for calling in, checking in, telling me the time and
temperature.
Hey, Tim,
this is Britt Bratt here. I'm just calling regarding the whole crystal meth loosens up your butthole. You made reference to it recently, as well as you've played it many, many times. But when you made reference to it, you talked about putting a little bit on your pinky and sticking it in the asshole.
I've said that?
To make it loosen up. And I was under the impression this whole time that you did the crystal meth like, you know, you normally do
like
crystal meth, and that makes your asshole loosen up.
No, there's something called booty bumps, right? And I think it's shoving crystal meth up your ass, right?
I didn't realize.
Or injecting
that
it near your ass? I don't know.
The
I think a Roy Killer wore back on the line.
Is that how it works?
I don't know. I'm not on crystal meth.
Hey, it's good, Tim. This is Rob from Cleveland.
Tina is not my friend.
I wanted to tell you about something that I caught up on Netflix on. Okay, usually in the mornings...
Oh, Rob from Cleveland, yes.
Oh, let me back that up. Usually in the mornings, you know, I work out, and I have Netflix on. And recently I've been watching Hoarders, well, P90Xing, and episode 38...
Hey, how is that P90X thing going? Picks and vid, please. I want to know how it... I've heard a lot about it. I have the DVDs, thanks to a Distorted View listener. And, yeah.
38. All you freaks out there, go to it now. There's a guy. He's
a horse. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me rewind it so we can all understand what he's saying.
Hey, all you freaks out there, go to it now.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ!
And episode 38. If you haven't caught episode 38.
Episode 38, okay.
All you freaks out there, go to it now. There's a guy. He's a hoarder, obviously. And he's got a homeless guy in his front yard, and his homeless guy's got a shit bucket.
He collects,
and
he can't even get rid of this hoarder. Is so bad, he won't get rid of the homeless guy. He's hoarding people now.
It's really funny because they talk about the shit bucket the entire episode. I just wanted to toss it out there because, you know, not every day I'm working out and some guy's talking about a shit bucket. All right, Tim, keep up the good work.
Well,
I'll keep listening to you. Jagu.
Thank you very much, Rob from Cleveland, longtime listener of the show. I love him.
Hey, Tim, this is Andre Glissner Dillon. Keep up the great work, Ham Pucker. Got a couple little topics I'm going to...
Oh, no.
Roach. No, but you think that possibly a Republican Alaskan gubernatorial candidate... Lisa...
Are you serious? Gubernatorial? Is that what you called it?
Tim Murkowski could be a distant cousin of...
You know, I have an interesting observation. I don't know if anyone else has made it. This Herman Cain, this black who wants to be president of the United States. I've never heard of something so absurd, right? Came up with this 999 tax plan. Now, if Obama came up with this plan, they would say he's the goddamn Antichrist because, you know, upside down, it's 666. Why are people saying that about Herman Cain? It's so close to 666. He's the devil.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here.
That was my observation. That's literally the observation I wanted to make. I wanted to tell you that I think Herman Cain is probably the Antichrist because of the 999 campaign. You know, the thing is, though, I don't necessarily believe that, but I find it funny no one else is freaking out about it. Probably because he's a Republican, right? But yeah, I mean, come on. Where's the outrage?
I got two boys off. They're in high school. In school, they're going on a field trip to King Richard's Fair. It's like one of those Renaissance medieval type fairs here in Massachusetts. And they call it the Gamers Club. And in the group of kids, there was this girl. I think she's like the furry or something. I don't know. She had like the...
Wait a second. There's a lot going on here. There's a gamer group, Renaissance Fair, and now a girl furry. What the hell?
Like these like purple and red ears on her head.
Oh, yeah.
Carrying a stuffed animal. She's a high school kid.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. No, I didn't get pictures. I figured that would be a little weird.
Okay, Tone Deaf Sean is just baffled by what's going on.
Hey, Jimmy, this is Violet from Salt Lake.
Speak up, Violet.
Brief observation. Number one, I think that Spirly and Scotia and Rat Girl are a lot of the members of the Pim Henson Pussy Posse.
Yeah.
Even though they're from different areas of the country or even different countries, they all have the same kind of sardonic accent to them, kind of wry, kind of dry,
yeah,
kind of troll.
I kind of agree
with
that.
I think that goes to prove that freak has an accent no matter what part of the country you're from, which is
awesome. We're freakinese.
Number two, working my morning mail processing job, here are the funny names I saw this week. Aquanetta, Perfection, and my favorite, Velveeta. Now, Velveeta I had to match a record on in my morning mail processing job. The record didn't match, but it came up with another name. That means there are two, at least,
yeah,
Velveetas in this country.
That's true. It's so weird that people are naming their children after products, basically. Can you get like sponsorship deals and stuff? Has anyone tried that? I'm sure someone has. Get my name legally changed to Rogaine. Rogaine Minoxidil Henson. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. But most of all, it was shitty, shitty times. All right, vote for us a podcast, Tally. What? What is this? The 2006? Yes, tell your friends about the podcast. STD, baby. I will see you back tomorrow for the big Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Thank you.